This is Messenger Insight, a podcast program brought to you by Oklahoma Baptist and the Baptist Messenger.
Welcome to the Insight Podcast. I'm Chris Forbes, your host. We're talking today with Amy Cordova, the Missions and Women's Ministry Partner for Oklahoma Baptist. We're going to talk about the Women's Retreat that's coming up on April 22nd through the 23rd, hosted in Davis, Oklahoma at Falls Creek. Welcome to the podcast, Amy.
Thank you.
We always look forward to this time of year when the Women's Retreat is coming. And it's good to know that the Women's Retreat is back. The in-person events are back again. And can you talk a little bit about the retreat?
Yeah. Well, this year, of course, it's going to be at Falls Creek, but we're also going to have options for women to attend from their church. So we have a host church option. And last year, we had 80 churches attend in their local community with their churches. And it was a super special time to be able to just stay at home in their community and invest there. And then we also have digital options. So if someone's in a season of life, maybe they have babies at home and they can't get away, they can still tune in and watch the sessions on their computer from the comfort of their home.
That's very nice. That's good. And, you know, I know that's kind of one of the, all this that's come out of this crazy time we've been living in is people accessing great content like these conferences through the online. But if you go to the in-person event, that's a pretty special too. Can you talk about what people can expect when they're there at the in-person event?
Absolutely. We always love having people at Falls Creek, especially it's fun when women are able to go.
Yeah.
They're not in charge of anyone, so they can enjoy themselves.
Just relax.
Yes. And the prayer gardens are open. They can explore the grounds. We have recreation, like the zip lines are always a hit activity for women to participate in and then just be together.
Yeah.
I think oftentimes, you know, we are looking forward to what's on the stage, the big times of worship together, but even just the car ride down there, the times in the dorms.
Hanging out, grabbing a coffee at the coffee shop.
Exactly. Right. Women love that. Yeah. I mean, we sell out the coffee shop while we're at Falls Creek. And it's just a good time for women to be together, to have conversations together that they might not get on a normal basis. So it is a special time.
Also, there's some time because when you're sharing cabin space with others and you get to closer to the folks that you came to the retreat with. But also, I would assume that you meet some other people from other churches and have time as well.
Yeah, absolutely. We're not supposed to do life alone. And by having those moments where they're able to talk and get to know each other, really you're developing friendships for when you're back at home, that you know each other, you know the women in your church better. And it develops a great relationship to just really be what the church is there for.
Very good. Well, tell us a little bit about what's the theme this year for the retreat?
I'm so excited about this. It's dwell. Dwell is a theme, and it comes out of Colossians 3:16. Mm-hmm. May the word of Christ dwell richly among us.
Yeah.
And that's the goal. It really did come out of COVID, this theme and idea of dwell when everything was shut down. Mm-hmm. My prayer when women's Bible studies started to shut down is that women could continue to dwell in the word. And even though they might not have a small group or a Bible study to go to during the week, during that brief amount of time, that they would still stay in the scriptures. Mm-hmm. And so that's where this theme came. And to let our minds, let the word of Christ rule in our minds and in our hearts and his peace. And so that whole passage in Colossians 3 really sets the foundation for what we're going to talk about at retreat.
Talk about some of the ways you're going to dwell on that topic through the speakers and the other aspects of the retreat.
I would love to introduce our listeners to the speakers because they are phenomenal. Mm-hmm. And really, I chose the speakers based on this topic of dwell. So the first one is Candy Gallaty. Mm-hmm. Our listeners might know her husband, Robbie, who is a pastor in Tennessee. Mm-hmm. And they also do Bible reading plans. And so many of our churches are going through the F260 Bible reading plans. My nieces go through it. Mm-hmm. And it's just a great reading plan that helps understand scripture based on either like the New Testament, Old Testament, or the whole scripture. And so they have Bible study reading plans for adults, youth, and children to dive into. So Candy is a great Bible teacher. She is an author from Lifeway, and Oklahoma women may remember her coming to the Ministry Wives event several years ago when she taught at our Ministry Wives event.
Very good. And then, Candy, you also have Trillia Newbell.
Yes. Yeah. She is fantastic. She's another author. She's also written children's books that we have on our shelf at home. And she used to work for the ERLC. Great, great communicator, great Bible teacher. We're excited for Trillia to be with us as
Good. And then Christine Hoover.
Yeah. Most people might know Christine because she's a church planting wife, and she has great influence in that area. She has a podcast. She's an author, but she's also written a new Bible study with Lifeway called Kingdom Come. It's on the book of Matthew. And so it's a great Bible study for our churches to check out.
And then I see Julie Bussler.
Yes, she is an Oklahoma girl.
All right.
And I adore her. We do a lot of work together because she is our WMU president.
Excellent.
And she's also just a dear friend of mine. So anytime we get to hang out is so much fun. But Julie's story is really going to impact our Oklahoma ladies. For anyone dealing with a mental illness or having a loved one who deals with mental illness, Julie has a story that she'll be sharing of a time when she was serving overseas and that her mental illness came to light. She has quite a rough story when her when she was in middle school and high school, her mom passed away due to cancer. When she was a young adult, her dad passed away due to suicide. And so she struggled with a lot of traumatic events that really had shaped her life. And when she was having her son, she almost died in childbirth. And so there's just a whole bunch. No one gets through life without some scrapes and bruises and some hardships. But really the things that she was dealing with in life were really, really hard for her. And so she found herself overseas and wanting to take her life. And that was her plan. And so in an effort to save her life, she was brought back to the United States. And after a series of just really trying to intervene, she was able to receive help through medicine and science and counseling, but also the Word of God and her mind being focused on Christ. She is writing a book, and it is going to be pre-released at our retreat.
Wow. Okay.
Which is super exciting. And I would just love for our followers to go ahead and get to know Julie. She's a member at Shawnee Emanuel. And she is on social media every single day and really an advocate for mental people who suffer from mental illness. But even if someone doesn't, it is a great resource because there's people all around us that it's an invisible illness that we don't see, like cancer or any other physical illness, but that is a great resource for people to learn, to have resources to connect to.
You know, these women seem very approachable.
Yes.
And, you know, not the celebrity type, you know, that are distant. You find that people have the opportunity to meet and talk to these your speakers at their as they're at their retreat and fellowshipping with each other.
Yes, and three of the four have spoken quite often in the state of Oklahoma, and so that's exciting. They are very approachable and they're easy to find through various media channels to connect with them on Instagram or Facebook, Twitter. And so, yeah, it's exciting to hear about their lives and how truly these women are dwelling on scripture. And that's what I want to communicate is how can we allow the peace of Christ to rule in our hearts and let the word of Christ dwell richly among us?
Yeah. And as women come to the retreat, they're going to come from all kinds of circumstances. Some of them might be painful, like you were talking about earlier. Some of them might be, you know, a point of strength or feeling, you know. Just
I think that's a great point.
Yeah.
You know, one of my biggest struggles every day is, you know, full-time working mom, my husband's a pastor, my kids are young, we're active in every sport they can be a part of. And I walk home and I feel like, did I neglect to get the laundry done?
Right.
The grocery shopping finished, the dishes made. And even in the most mundane places of life, we have to allow the word of Christ mm-hmm. to dwell within us mm-hmm. because it really can't. I mean, just the little things can set us off in a spiral of I'm not good enough, I'm mm-hmm. unworthy, mm-hmm. which are lies straight from the enemy. And what right. I want women to know is you are God's creation, you're his beloved, and to let that really renew their mind, transform their mind, mm-hmm. whether it's something about a mountain of laundry or a great tragedy that's really quite unbearable and all the in between, we need Jesus in our everyday life.
Yeah, to use your term, dwell. I mean, we dwell on the wrong things too often, and
yeah.
we get recentered on God's word, and we're dwelling on his word instead of, you know, our circumstances. Are there some other breakouts and other things going on at the retreat? Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, we do have breakouts. They're all virtual. And so anyone who is attending the retreat at Falls Creek will have access to the virtual breakouts online. And so
awesome.
They'll be able to access them if they get the deluxe digital pass as well. All of our registration options are on our website. We also mail them out to ladies. So check the mail and make sure you see that your flyer is there. But there's so many different opportunities and ways that you can engage in retreat. And the content isn't just for those few short days that we're there. It's until the end of the year. Mm-hmm. And so everyone will have access till the end of the year to this great content.
So if you go to the live event and you think, oh, I'd like to hear that again, you can go back and study it or do the work, do a breakout more than once.
Absolutely.
And just kind of really dig deep into it or show it to your sister.
Exactly.
Something like that, yeah. That's
exactly,
good.
Yes.
Tell us about the registration information people need to know.
Yeah, it's all on our website at oklahomabaptist.org/women. You can find our retreat information there. It's real easy to register. We would love for, no matter what season, my grandma is turning 90 this April, and uh-huh. to get her to retreat or even sometimes to the church for a few hours, that can be taxing in her
right.
season of life. But grandma can log on from the comfort of her own home. And so we just want any woman who you might not be available that weekend. I know it's a big prom weekend and there's all mm-hmm. sorts of activities, but there is a way for you to engage and get the content without having to be there in person.
What is the cost for the retreat?
The most common cost for people to attend in person at Falls Creek is $65.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so the price goes up March 1st. So everyone will want to make sure that they save a little money by getting their registration in by March 1st. And the final deadline's April 1st.
And is there anything people need to know about lodging or how to prepare for the lodging?
Yeah, lodging is always a challenging task, I guess you could say. And so we're trying something new this year in order to synchronize our events with the rest of the convention planned events like YEC, like Falls Creek or spring retreats. We're asking our churches to reserve the lodging with the cabin owners. We have so many great cabin owners, and
yeah.
so they can find all that information at fallscreek.org.
Very good. So just go through your church and figure out that the
maybe
lodging
ask
situation.
A youth pastor.
Yeah, they will know. They for sure will know about the Falls Creek stuff.
Yeah.
Anything else we need to know about this?
Oh, man, there's so many great aspects. One of the gifts that comes with registration is a Bible study kit.
Mm-hmm.
In the past, women know we love to give away bags, of course. We
right.
have so many bags. But this time, to go along with our theme, Dwell, we're giving away a Bible study kit for everyone. Of course, you don't need this Bible study kit to study the Bible.
No.
But the idea is that you could keep everything you use to study the Bible in this bag. It's a great bag. It will last a long time.
Yeah.
With whatever utensils you love to use or sticky notes. Maybe it's your memory verses that
right.
you're working on that you can keep in that bag. And it's small enough, you can throw it in your bag for vacation or take it to the church, whatever you're using. I just hope that these are just tools to allow us to dive deeper into Scripture,
mm-hmm.
deeper into His Word. And I know a lot of women might like to use colored pencils or colored highlighters to mark different parts of scripture. Mm. And just that moment when you're seeing the connection of how God is weaving together this story from Old Testament to New Testament, beginning to end, it's a powerful moment and the light bulb goes on and you just realize how big and how good God is. Mm-hmm. And that's my heart behind this Bible study kit. It's cute, of course. It's something you want to have, but I hope it's helpful as well.
Now, remind us again about registration and the details. Where do women go if they want to find out more information?
Yeah, our website, oklahomabaptist.org. You could go to any of our social media outlets and find a link there. Mm-hmm. Of course, your church probably has the information as well if you want to ask your women's ministry leader how to get registered. A lot of our churches are gathering together as an association or just as an individual church to watch it too. And so I just talk to your local ministry leader and see what the plan is and how they're attending retreat.
We want to say a thank you to Amy Cordova for joining us today to talk about the women's retreat. If you enjoyed this conversation, you can find more like it at our website at baptistmessenger.com or just search for Baptist Messenger wherever you download podcasts and you'll find us. And while you're at baptistmessenger.com, be sure to subscribe to the print edition of our newspaper, The Baptist Messenger. You can get it for free delivered to your house. And it's always has some stories in there that you won't find online. Thanks and God bless.
This Messenger Insight has been brought to you by the Cooperative Program and Oklahoma Baptists. Visit us at baptistmessenger.com or your preferred podcast platform. Oklahoma Baptists, advancing the gospel together.